Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 72, The History of Rugby. The history of rugby is a story of tradition, passion, and evolution. Originating in England, the sport has grown into one of the most popular and physically demanding games in the world. With its unique blend of strength, strategy, and camaraderie, rugby has developed into a global spectacle played and followed by millions. The origins of rugby can be traced back to the early forms of football played in England during the Middle Ages. These games varied widely in rules and were often chaotic, with large groups of players kicking, carrying, or throwing a ball towards a designated goal. Towns and villages had their own versions of the game, played mainly on festival days, leading to a variety of styles and interpretations. A pivotal moment in rugby history is said to have occurred in 1823 at Rugby School in Warwickshire. According to legend, a student named William Webb Ellis, during a traditional football match, picked up the ball and ran with it, disregarding the established rules. While there is little concrete evidence to support this tale, it has become a cherished part of rugby folklore, and the Rugby World Cup trophy is named the Webb Ellis Cup in his honour. Regardless of the truth of the story, it is undeniable that Rugby School played a crucial role in shaping the sport by establishing formal rules in the following decades. The codification of rugby's laws began in the 1840s when Rugby School students and alumni sought to standardize the game. As players from the school moved on to universities, particularly Oxford and Cambridge, the sport spread and developed further. In 1863, football and rugby formally split when the newly formed Football Association, FA, codified association football, now known simply as football, outlawing the handling of the ball. This division led rugby to continue evolving separately, maintaining its emphasis on physicality and handling skills. The official establishment of rugby as a distinct sport came in 1871 with the formation of the Rugby Football Union in England. The RFU created a formal set of rules which laid the groundwork for the modern game. That same year, the first recorded international rugby match took place between England and Scotland in Edinburgh, marking the beginning of international competition. Rugby's popularity quickly grew beyond Britain, spreading to the British colonies and beyond. The sport took hold in New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, and France, where it flourished and took on its own unique styles. The introduction of tours, such as the British and Irish Lions' first tour to Australia and New Zealand in 1888, helped international competition gain prominence. As the sport expanded, disputes arose over professionalism. Originally, rugby was strictly an amateur sport, with the RFU maintaining the principle that players should not be paid. However, working-class players, particularly in northern England, found it difficult to commit to the sport without compensation for time away from work. This divide led to the Great Split of 1895, when clubs in the north broke away to form the Northern Rugby Football Union, later renamed Rugby League. Rugby League introduced different rules and a faster-paced game, distinct from rugby union, which continued to be played under the traditional RFU regulations. Over time, Rugby League developed its own identity with a 13-player format, different scoring system, and a greater emphasis on continuous play. The split allowed both codes to flourish independently, with Rugby League gaining significant followings in Australia, England, and later internationally. Despite this division, rugby union continued to grow. the early 20th century saw the introduction of major international tournaments. The Five Nations Championship, contested by England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, and France, became one of the most prestigious competitions in the sport. The game also made its way into the Olympic Games, with the United States winning gold in 1920 and 1924. Following the Second World War, rugby's global reach expanded further. The sport became deeply entrenched in the cultures of countries such as South Africa and New Zealand, where it took on near-religious significance. The dominance of teams like the All Blacks, Springboks, and Wallabies helped to elevate the sport's international profile. A major turning point in rugby's history came in 1987 with the inaugural Rugby World Cup. Held in New Zealand and Australia, the tournament brought together the top teams from around the world, culminating in New Zealand's victory in the final. The success of the tournament confirmed rugby's place on the global stage and established the World Cup as the pinnacle of the sport. The most significant transformation in rugby history occurred in 1995, when rugby union officially became a professional sport. This decision ended over a century of amateurism and allowed players to earn a living from the game. The transition to professionalism led to rapid developments in fitness, tactics, and commercialization. Club competitions flourished, with the establishment of elite leagues in England, France, and the Southern Hemisphere, including the Premiership, Top 14, and Super Rugby. Since turning professional, rugby has continued to grow, both in participation and viewership. The Rugby World Cup has become one of the largest sporting events in the world, with nations such as South Africa, England, and New Zealand securing historic victories. The introduction of the Six Nations Championship and the Rugby Championship has further strengthened international competition. In addition to rugby union, rugby sevens has gained popularity, offering a faster, more dynamic version of the sport. The inclusion of rugby sevens in the Olympic Games in 2016 brought the game to a wider audience, with Fiji winning the inaugural gold medal, showcasing their unique flair and skill. Rugby continues to evolve, with advances in player welfare, tactics, and technology shaping the modern game. Innovations such as the Television Match Official, TMO, and stricter concussion protocols have been implemented to improve safety and accuracy in decision-making. The sport has also made strides in promoting inclusivity, with the rise of women's rugby and grassroots development programs ensuring that rugby reaches new generations of players and fans. The history of rugby is a testament to its resilience, adaptability, and global appeal. From a schoolboy's supposed act of defiance to a sport played by millions across continents, rugby has carved out a unique place in the sporting world. As it continues to grow and evolve, it remains a sport deeply rooted in tradition while embracing the future with open arms. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.